This week in West Virginia history, on May 12, 1942, a worker in the Christopher No. 3 mine at Osage, just outside Morgantown, left a ventilation door open and methane accumulated in a dusty area of the mine. At 2:25 in the afternoon, an electric arc from machinery set off an explosion that coursed through three sections of the mine, killing 53 men, destroying ventilation equipment, and causing roof falls. Three others later suffocated in the noxious afterdamp gases. Several miners managed to reach safety through a return airway. The Christopher No. 3 was one of many mines along Scott's Run that had produced coal for decades. Miraculously, none had ever suffered a major disaster until the incident at Osage in 1942. Within the next 8 months, though, the area would experience two more tragedies. Only 2 months later, in July 1942, a roof fall at Purr's Glove No. 2 triggered an explosion that killed 20 miners. Then, in early January 1943, a haulage locomotive fire spread to the coal seam in Purr's Glove No. 15, killing 12. In 8 months, three coal mine disasters along Scott's Run had taken the lives of 89 men. For more information on the Osage mine disaster, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.